Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Is it really hump day if Theo is not here to celebrate with us?
Theo's not here. Getting out of the house is, it's a journey.
No, I don't blame you.
It's such a journey.
I know. I don't blame you, and I understand there's a million reasons why Theo isn't here today. It's just hard to celebrate hump day, to get into the spirit of the holiday, when he's not here cheering us on.
No, I fully understand that, but just know, if you need someone to hump, like, I'm always here for you.
You know what? I might take you up on that.
Hey!
And if enough hump days go by without Theo in the mix, watch out, Claudia.
I just couldn't do it today. Like, it was just a... Getting out of the waking up and getting out of the house was, some days it's easier than others, and today it was really like an experience.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's a crazy day right now.
I'm sure everyone was up late watching Too Close to Call. Too Close to Call. So just don't fucking talk about it if it's too close to call. It's just torture, and we're here being tortured again. So
we need to have patience. So the Morning Toast is the perfect distraction for you.
It is.
While these Too Close to Call races get closer to call.
Yeah, but you guys, really, honestly, like, it's too close to call. And that's the journey we're on right now. Too close to call. So, yes, as Jackie said, we're going to just distract you for an hour.
Do our thing, our toasty thing.
It's Wednesday, which means we have Dear Toasters, which is a favorite day of mine, because Dear Toasters, that is our advice segment. If you're new here, if you ever want to write in, you can always email us, deartoasters@gmail.com.
Excited to see what you guys cooked up for us today, we can help various situations.
I've heard that they're quite weird today, so people just find themselves in the most odd predicaments, you know?
We absolutely love to hear that they're quite weird today.
Yeah, and I never got an update on the girl whose husband was eating his toes and boogers during quarantine. And if you're still a listener and we didn't like really scare you with the way we went in on your husband, please write us in. I need an update. What the fuck is going on? Are you okay? Are you still married? Is your husband still a practicing attorney?
Does he still find a way to be an acrobat and pick his toes?
Let us know. We're very curious over here at the Morning Toast.
Yes, we are. We have a great show for you today. You watched Holiday yesterday.
I did.
And I want to talk to you about it. I started to watch Blackpink Light Up the Sky, but then I fell asleep because I created a vibe in my living room. Mm. We were on the phone yesterday trying to create mutual vibes, and Bruno and I fell asleep together on the couch. So the Blackpink documentary had to wait, but I started it and it was really good so far.
I did try and cultivate a vibe in my living room. For those of you who know, I live in an apartment and I've literally never sat on my couch. Like, I don't know her at all. Like, when can we have company, maybe? But I pretty much in quarantine spend most of it in bed, and that's just been kind of toxic as of recently. So yesterday I spent the majority of the day in the living room with candles. I dimmed the lights. I watched the Holiday, and I'm still waiting on a few key Amazon deliveries in order to have my vibe be fully cultivated, but I definitely started it. Then when Ben got home, he made a chili, so we had like something on the stove, and so it was really like a warm night, and a vibe was definitely cultivated.
I too made a chili, and it was delicious.
Yeah, Ben's was really good.
I'm sure Ben's was really good. Mine is the award-losing chili. His is the award-winning. If you want to see how we each make our chilies, head over to patreon.com/themorningtoast, where we have the grit chili cook-off. I guess last night we had like a virtual chili cook-off. I'm sure Ben's was still better than mine.
Because you want to know why?
Mine's vegetarian.
No, the chili that he made last night was better than the chili he made in the cook-off.
Oh,
it was
God.
So good.
I should have asked you to bring me some.
I know, I have a lot.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Go home, get it.
You can come over and eat some if you want.
I might.
It was so good.
I will do anything for chili. I fucking love chili. I literally almost ate my whole vat of chili last night. I have like one small Tupperware left. It was the perfect thing to eat throughout the night, because I had it as an appetizer, as an entree, and as a dessert. And a moosey bouche.
But yes, I did watch The Holiday, and I had a lot of thoughts. I thought it was like a really cute, sweet movie. It was definitely too long.
told you that you would say that.
What is Farouk from? It was bothering me so much.
I mean, there's one simple way to find out, but he is an extremely familiar man.
And at first I was like, honestly, I don't know how she's going to choose. Farouk is so handsome and he's a doctor. And like, you just didn't expect the guy that her mother was trying to set her up with to be so handsome. But that guy is such a cutie.
He is from, hold on. It's like, you know, I have to get to the one that you recognize. The obscure movie that we know. Oh, wow. He's in a lot of stuff that I've never seen.
He just looked so familiar.
He was in 90210. That's
not
it.
No, that's not what I know him from.
No, that's not going to...
satiate.
That's not going to satiate. Okay, wait. I'm going to his IMDb because Google movies and TV shows like they fucking suck.
Just read them all. Maybe I've seen something you haven't seen him in.
The Resident, Fast and Furious, 15 Years Later, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Viceroy's House, Halt and Catch Fire, Identity, I'm Obsessed with You, But You've Got to Leave Me Alone. Love that for him. Mm-hmm. The 100-Foot Journey, Law and Order.
Oh. SVU?
No, it was like one episode.
I
California
remember.
Scheming, Breaking the Girls, or Die, Switch Up. That's two different things. Breaking the Girls, next.
Or Die.
Or Die. Switched at Birth, The Domino Effect, 90210. He's in a number of episodes.
No,
the
I don't
Good
know.
Wife, Star Wars, The Call. No, okay. No. We're gonna whet this.
You keep going.
Yeah. Hold on. The Box, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Whirling Dervish, Karma
I've
Calling.
I've never heard any of this shit.
Yeah. No, I need to whet. What is that
It's
phrase?
Bothering me so much.
No, this is really
maybe it is 90210. Now that I'm thinking about it, it does feel familiar.
I guess. No, that's not it.
It's just someone not enough for me.
Someone will let us know. But wow, that there's nothing worse than that feeling of not being able to put your finger on where you know someone from.
And wait, I had that feeling also in the opening scene when Jackson goes to that girl's house for Christmas.
Yes.
Young and Hungry. Oh, she's the roommate.
You know what? I couldn't place her. And so I thought if I knew what her name was, I would be able to know. So I actually sat through the cast at the end to get to her. And I got to her name and I still couldn't figure it out. But yes, Young and Hungry.
I know.
Well, that one feels
good. I actually love that actress. I think she's so pretty. But back to the movie. Here was what I thought. Thought it was very cute. Like elevated Hallmark borderline rom-com Netflix movie. Big budget. The movie honestly was like an advertisement for Chicago. Like it looked so fabulous how every holiday, like where were these parties being held? That New Year's Eve party looked like so glamorous. The Cinco de Mayo party looked so fun. All the bars, it's like it wasn't too packed. It was like every party was like perfectly planned. The Halloween party, I'm like, I need to live here where all these fabulous holiday parties just magically appear.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, like I need to live in a world where like I need to go to all these parties, so I need a holiday.
You know, and it's like there's so many parties that I'm being invited to that it's like overwhelming and it takes up the whole year.
Yeah.
That was fabulous.
Yeah. So it was cute. And she's so great.
She was great. And there was a lot of laugh out loud moments, mm-hmm. for sure. And I was nervous because Emma Roberts is like a more serious actress.
But she's also quite comedic screen queens.
Well, yes. And so I thought it might have the Emily in Paris effect where like this elevated actress comes to Netflix to like kind of play like a sillier role and just can't handle it, like Lily Collins. But I thought that Emma Roberts did a great job. I thought she looked so cute the whole movie. The Nicola Peltz of it all was so funny. I thought it was great. It was really, really funny. Highly recommend. Definitely got me in the holiday spirit while I was, you know, cultivating my vibe. It definitely helped. It added to the vibe cultivation. Kristen Chenoweth was great in it. I loved her relationship with her family. I just love a family film, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely a family film. He's not here to speak for himself, but what did Theo think of it?
Loved it. Like, watched the whole thing. He thought it was cute. He loved the scene at the end where the choir was like, Jackson!
Oh, yes.
That was
so
funny.
Good.
Yeah, it had really cute moments. And I think, like, some of it was trying to become like an iconic rom-com. Like some of it was giving me like Friends with Benefits vibe where it's like it had like these elements that were like kind of like rom-com iconic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it
was really good.
It could end up there. Maybe.
No, I don't think that it is going to, but
no, I think it's just like a great Netflix movie, especially for the holidays, even though it's not super holiday centric.
Well, yes, because then in the first 5 minutes, Christmas was over. And I'm like, what? But I guess that's like last Christmas.
And then
Christmas.
It's like Easter.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
I loved
holidays.
It.
Like it's not
This holiday.
Yeah. It's
the
all holidays.
It was really good. I think I would recommend.
Great.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend. So check it out if you haven't yet.
You're 2 for 2 with your recommendations this week.
Woo, woo.
I don't know what I'm going to watch today.
I don't know what I'm going to watch today either. I might read. Oh, I have to edit the Redheads. I'm very busy.
Ooh, the drama.
So much drama at the Redheads.
So much drama at Successful Savings. So anything else you watched yesterday that you want to recap? There was no TV on.
No, The Bachelorette was not on. So we'll see what goes down next week after Dale.
I think it's on Thursday this
week.
I heard that.
You're lying.
Don't quote me on that, but that's what I think.
You're
lying. I'm almost positive, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's good.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Well, we see Tayshia, that's fine. But Thursdays are busy. Like, I'm busy. I'm booked and busy, Kardashians.
No, and, like, my mind, like, on a Thursday night, like, it's the weekend. Like, I can't be bothered to be doing work. And The Bachelorette is work.
2 hours plus Kardashians, and there's one other show on Thursdays.
Yeah, I think, not OC's tonight.
Something like that.
What are the...
Something OC like.
Oh, it's Don't Be Tardy is on.
No.
But we're not really recapping that.
That's not the one. There's another show on Thursday nights.
I don't think so.
Yes, I know so.
Southern Charm.
Thank you.
Well, we're really in the thick of like a really busy TV schedule season.
Yes. So clear your schedules.
Yeah. Thursday night, The Bachelorette, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on it.
Let's hope you're wrong.
I mean, I usually am, but I'm really like, it devastates me to say like, I think that I'm right.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I do think that it's time to get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And yes, Jacqueline, that may be true. But you know what else is true?
Tell me.
You know what else is real? You know what else is breaking up families across America?
What?
Breath.
True.
My house specifically is really getting torn up by this breath pandemic. And that's why we're so excited that today's episode is brought to you by TheraBreath, the world's fastest growing oral healthcare solution, because it really works. The founder is Dr. Harold Katz. He invented the first TheraBreath fresh breath formula 25 years ago. They have an amazing line of products. Here in studio, we have the gum, the mints, the mouthwash. It is just fabulous because one, it's like an oral healthcare brand. So it's like, let's get our teeth right, our gums healthy. But their main focus is breath. And for me, as someone who's very sensitive to breath, but also suffers from really like duty breath more than I care to admit. TheraBreath.
every week these ads get like
more detailed because TheraBreath is just truly changing the game. And if you suffer from breath that tastes like duty, or maybe your partner does, I think it's time to invest in the TheraBreath system because it's changing hearts and minds across this country. They have all of their products focus on various health. Are you okay? I'm trying to get through that. On various oral healthcare issues like fresh breath, bleeding gums and gingivitis, anti-cavity, teeth straightening and improvement, strengthening and improvement, and dry mouth, which is a real problem if you have bad duty breath like me. It's sold everywhere. Target, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, so much more. But also the best part is that they're kosher, all their products. They're also totally ethical and clean, vegan, gluten-free, and kosher. So our Jewish challah French toasters, feel free to get on the TheraBreath train. Be sure to check out TheraBreath.com/toast and use the code ATOAST to save 25% off on their total order. So that's www.thera, T-H-E-R-A, breath.com/toast. And the promo code is ATOAST, A-T-O-S-T, to save 25% off on your order. TheraBreath, like therapy for your breath.
Love it. Sign on. Combat your duty breath.
Yeah, no, I think they should really take that on as an official slogan.
Yeah, we'll submit it.
Yeah.
Okay, first story, the news that everyone is talking about in the country, maybe even the world. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane and Tom Girardi break up after 21 years together.
And hopeless romantics around the world are devastated and heartbroken and a little remiss.
Yes. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane is filing for divorce from her husband, Tom Girardi. After much consideration, I have decided to end my marriage to Tom Girardi, the reality star exclusively tells E! News. This is not a step taken lightly or easily. I have great love and respect for Tom and for our years and the lives we built together. It is my absolute wish to proceed through this process with respect and with the privacy that both Tom and I deserved. I request others give us that privacy as well.
So here's the thing. There's like a big conspiracy theory online of people saying that, you know, Tom, as the lawyer that he is, and for years we've known that him and his law firm have just been going through kind of routine lawsuits, like they're being sued. A lot of people are saying that, you know, Tom is getting up there in age, and if he does pass away, she inherits those debts and those lawsuits, and that her divorcing him kind of frees her from that financial burden if anything were to happen to him. So I think that actually is just people being like hopeful that like there's no love lost. I'm sad because people had so much to say about them, but at the end of the day, I felt like their marriage was like strong and it spoke for them, for itself, and every moment we got of them together was like so earnest and sweet, and I just hate that like we're not gonna have that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that conspiracy. I mean, of course I hope that it's true and it sounds like it makes a lot of sense. But on the one hand, I'm like, oh, wow, true love is dead. Like, dead. If these two, 21 years of marriage, like, against all odds, mm-hmm. made it work, like, had a wonderful life together. On the other hand, I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, no, she's Erica Jane.
Of course. Like, of course.
Yeah, like, she's doing her thing. So on the one hand, I'm surprised. On the other hand, like, I'm not. It is surprising, though, that they would make this announcement now while we know that they're filming. Because that makes it a storyline. Whereas if she did it in the off season, it would be less of a spectacle and less of a something for the women to talk about, which I do feel like she really values her privacy.
But you also have to think about how when a housewife gets divorced and their life traditionally before the show was rich man trophy wife, your priorities shift almost overnight. When, yes, you probably get a settlement, but you're also now in charge of your own finance, and the show is such a big part of that. So you want to invest in, and they've been saying Erica's going to be a friend of housewife. There's a lot of rumors about her maybe not being a full-time castmate. So it's like her job is up in the air also while the stability of Tom.
And she can maybe make one serve the other.
Right. So that's just all speculation. I'm sure Tom is, you know, very generous and she'll be totally fine.
Yes. For the record, they do not have a prenup. She had told that to Andy, pretty much saying that even if they had a prenup, like, Tom is a shrewd lawyer, he would
rip it
to shreds. Like, it wouldn't stand. So that's just probably something a lot of people wanted to know.
No, I definitely wanted to know that because, like, I think a lot of people forget because she's, like, Erica Jane. But Erica Girardi is actually one of the most wealthiest housewives on that show. They have two planes. That place in Pasadena is huge. Like, they are super rich. I would say she's richer than Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the richest on that show now?
Sutton.
She has two planes, Sutton Charters. I don't know. Makes you think.
It does make you think, but, like, Sutton's just one woman. Like, I think Erica has two planes, like, because of her husband's business.
Yeah, but while they're still married, they count just as much as Sutton.
So does Erica get one plane, Tom gets the other plane?
Yeah, you know, but keeping up a plane is so expensive that, like, even if you're super rich, like, sometimes it's just easier to charter, so you don't have to pay the fees for the pilot and stuff.
Which might explain Sutton.
Yeah, no, of course. And if I was Sutton, like, and my kids are grown, I think, and I'm, like, a woman with a boyfriend, like, I'm chartering. I'm not being tied down to a hanger. Ugh, can you imagine?
So this is really sad news.
No, I'm...
And unexpected...
Timing.
Yeah. But you know what? Becoming a housewife and the success that it provides for these women, like, really does change marriages.
Yes. So, that's what Melissa Gorga said on our show once, and I never forgot it. She was like...
And sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, sometimes indifferent, but it's just a shift.
Right. It happened for her and Joe, too. It's like you spend your whole life, your whole marriage, being, like, a mom, a housewife, picking up the kids, cleaning the house, making dinner, and then overnight, you're, like, a success, and you have this whole career, and, like, those priorities just shift, and the husbands are like, wait, what the fuck happened? Where's my dinner? And it does affect a lot of marriages, and I think that her and Joe, like, got through it really, really well, but some people, it's just like such a shift that it breaks them.
Yeah, and you just are a different person than you were beforehand, and those two people did not grow together. So it's not always like the worst sad thing. I don't think anything nefarious happened here.
Me neither.
I don't know, I'm
just sad. Like, I'm taking it really hard,
and I'm gonna hold off on feeling any other emotion until, like, whatever the season comes out and, like, yeah, Erica explains it to us. And not that we need an explanation, but just, like, you know, she's the one who filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what she's looking for and what she wasn't receiving.
I'm also really excited at the prospect of Erica Jane on the dating scene. Like, she's a big-time celeb. She's beautiful. She could really just Brad Pitt. I don't know. She could get whoever she wants. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting,
but
won't
still,
it?
Still, Tom, I'm going to miss seeing him once a season.
Oh, my God. Same. No, I'm taking this really hard. I miss feel...
It, like, his support, like, him showing up to, like, the club to watch his wife perform.
Like, and just, like, hugging her. And, like, really, like, I'm honestly going to cry. Like, being so proud of her. Like, that's really all you could hope for in a partner. Like, someone who just, like, lets you do your thing, doesn't, like, judge you and, like, just wants the best for you. And I'm really taking this very hard.
Yeah, me too.
Because I love Tom, and I want him to be happy, and Erica, but I feel like Tom loves Erica so much. I feel like Tom loves Erica more than Erica loves Tom.
And 21 years of marriage is a long-ass time.
So you always mourn when something like that comes to an end, because it's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Damn.
I'm so upset. Like, there's...
I'm sorry.
I'm really upset.
We'll keep you posted if we hear anything else.
Hopefully the conspiracy theory is true.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's something to hold on to.
Like, they're still in love, but legally just, like, they think it's best not to be married.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Dancing with the Stars judge Carrie Ann Inaba is being bullied by fans. Yeah. Carrie Ann Inaba tells it like it is and won't be stopping anytime soon. The Dancing with the Stars judge said she was cyberbullied for her pointed critique of Caitlyn and Artem's Jive performance on November 2nd. She said, "I still get bullied. Right about this time is when people start to bully me because of the way I judge people. I can't believe it still happens as adults." Many fans took issue with the judge docking Bristow and Shigvintsev points this week due to what she considered an illegal lift during their routine. She said, "I want to tell people who bully, it doesn't make me change the way I judge. I'm not about to change because you try to bully me. It only makes me stand stronger in my convictions and what I believe in."
So I'm actually, like, not a Carrie Ann Inaba fan, but I actually really respected this, like, very candid response to people. Like, we're all adults, it's a TV show, and, like, you're literally bullying me on social media because you didn't like what I have to say. Like, get over yourself. And not only that, you're not changing my mind. If anything, I'm going to be even meaner because of you guys on social media. So I actually really respected that. But I do think there are valid critiques from the audience just in terms of, A, how Carrie Ann, like, chooses people to kind of, like, pick on. And I think in her mind she sees it as, like, mentorship, but I think everyone else just sees it as, like, being picked on. And I kind of wish she would address that, because the whole scoring system on Dancing with the Stars is so fucked, or in the words of Emma Roberts, cockamamie. Like, it just, it makes no fucking sense. There's no, like, standard. It's just, like, every week it's, like, it just makes no sense. So while I actually really respect this decision, I mean, this response, I do wish you would actually address some of the valid concerns and critiques about her judging.
Got it.
And I don't think that's an unfair statement.
I don't think that's unfair. I do like her response also. That, like, me too. Just because you don't like what I'm doing doesn't make me do what you want me to do.
Yeah. And then just, like, the broad picture, like, we are all grown ass people, like, watching a television show, like, it ain't that serious.
Of celebrities dancing.
No, it's, like, it's so
and
insane.
They're not masqueraded.
No, and sometimes you just need that kind of perspective to see how fucking insane you're
being. Yeah, like, look at Caitlyn Bristow's outfit here.
So cute.
So cute. It's not that serious.
You know, it's just, like, it's a fun show. It's meant to be lighthearted and good time, family friendly. And it's, like, these people who, like, literally, oh my God, that reminds me. I wanted to make a huge shout out to Heather McDonald. She is the host of Juicy Scoop podcast. I'm sure a lot of you guys know her. She posted the fucking funniest thing on her Instagram yesterday. She got an email from, like, a longtime viewer, just the viewer basically, like, saying she's done with Juicy Scoop. Like, Heather, you know, it was really, like, unclear
what her gripe was,
but she was just, like, accusing Heather of, like, dressing slutty, like, it was, and being pornographic. It was so bizarre. And the girl accidentally left her phone number in
woman,
left her phone number in the signature of the email. So Heather decided to call her, and just, she's like, "I'm not one to let a customer go," and she tried to, like, salvage this. It was so fucking funny, and I had so much respect. Heather posted the whole conversation on her IGTV. It was so funny, and it really gives you perspective into, like, this woman, when she picked up the phone and it was Heather McDonald, she was overjoyed. She's a huge fan. And then she was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was in a bad mood. Like, that's my own shit." And it's like, what? It's so delusional that I could, it was a brilliant social experiment.
It was.
And I really, like, applaud Heather, because it's very scary, like, confronting someone who fucking hates you. It was so good and so funny. And if you want to go watch it, it's on our Instagram. And that's the whole thing here. It's like, look how bent out of shape we're getting over people we don't know.
Right.
We've got, and I know I said this earlier in the week, we've got to start running our business, and we've all seriously got to calm down. Like, take it down like 10 notches.
Yes, agreed. Mad respect. That video is hysterical.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She really is. Okay, next story is some exciting news, I think, for you, for a Friends lover and a makeup lover, because there's a new Friends makeup collection at Ulta, and it's bound to sell out just as quickly as the first. Now, I want you to take a look at some of these photos. If Claudia likes them, maybe we'll share them to our Instagram later, like, if she thinks that anyone would care enough to.
Let's see these products. So, it's a coffee cup. I don't know how that's makeup.
Okay, there's, like, a lip gloss. It's, like, Friends iconography.
No, I see. So there's
at Ulta.
There's a, looks like a tub of Eucerin moisturizer with a pink cap that says Central Perk. Okay.
You've got to moisturize.
Then there's a lip gloss that says Ross on it, which makes no fucking sense, and has little monkeys on the cap, which is obviously Marcel. This is cool. There is a 5, 10, 15, 18 shadow palette. Where
can I see the colors?
Yeah, where the
that's pretty cool.
The design is Monica's door. It's the purple door with the yellow frame around it.
You
that's
mean the one
cute.
From Vanderpump Rules?
Yes. Then, oh, there's another cool. Oh, this is cool. It's by, oh, so it's not Ulta. It's Makeup Revolution.
But it's being sold at
Ulta. At Ulta, yeah. There's another palette. Looks to be like 20, 15 shades. That's a yellow cab, which isn't really Friends. And also, this is like, this is a cab from like the 50s. So, I don't know how that relates. Oh, and then there's another makeup that has a lobster on it. That's cute. He's a lobster. Oh, and another eyeshadow palette. We'll definitely post these on our Instagram. That's a big black coffee mug. Like, that says Central Perk on it.
Let me see.
That's cute.
Oh, I love those colors.
Yeah, those look good. Then there's more. Oh, so I guess there's lip glosses for everyone. So Phoebe's has the lobster design on it. Monica's has the door frame design on it. And Rachel's has the Central Perk logo, which doesn't make any fucking sense. Then there is loose powder and moisturizer that just have Central Perk on it. It's cute. I mean,
would you buy any of it?
Makeup Revolution actually is like a great drugstore brand.
I'm like not well without my iPad.
Sorry, I'm enjoying it. No, like, I'm enjoying it.
I'm freaking out.
Makeup Revolution actually is a fabulous drugstore brand, very reasonably priced. And great formulas. So if I were to recommend, I don't know if I would get the lip glosses. They look really shitty. I would get some of the eyeshadow palettes. And I'm really looking forward to that next story. No kidding.
What to do with my hands? Okay, cool. So I'm glad you're looking forward to it. Like, I don't know if to me, like the show Friends screams like
makeup or industry, glamour.
But I appreciate creativity in all forms, even when it comes to highlighting shows that are in no shape, way, or form funny.
Oh, fuck off. The other thing is,
you
like,
you almost said, yeah.
whoever owns the rights to like Friends and like the logos, like, they are not letting this cash cow die. Like, they keep doing, they did a collab with Coffee Bean. They celebrate every year anniversary, like merch. It's like one of the highest grossing shows of all time. They don't stop coming up with new revenue streams.
A clothing line with Bloomingdale's. Remember, oh, wow. Like the Rachel clothing
No,
line.
I know, but that's cool.
Okay, but this coffee mug eyeshadow palette is actually stunning.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, those are the colors that I use.
It's like nudes, light browns, caramels. Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Me too. There's fully an A, so I don't know why people are just like...
just going to skip over it.
Caramel is actually the name of a car service here in New York, and it's spelled C-A-R-M-E-L.
But
caramel.
It's Carmel.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like... People who
six,
say
666,
666, six, they actually six. Have like a borderline anti-Semitic.
Remember six? Oh my God, they really
commercial
do.
That runs. And I just have to say, like, I actually use Carmel all the time. Like, I think it's a great business.
Despite their flagrant anti-Semitism.
And I'm not trying to like slander them, because also my favorite car company just went out of business that I used to take from the airport, Groundlink. I'm so upset. So now I'm using Carmel. And they have this commercial that has been running for a few years. And I just want to say, like, as a Jew, like, and I'm really not offended by much. Like, I'm definitely offended by this commercial. They're like, what are you, Meshuggahna? And then it's just like, it's, Google it. It's literally like so fucking anti-Semitic, and I can't believe more people don't talk about it. But like, now it's kind of like endearing. I don't know. It's very bizarre. Because it's a New York-based company. It's just like, know your audience, you know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a strange thing we just sort of allow to happen.
Yeah, and I don't know how we got here from Friends, but... I'm not mad, because I've been meaning to talk about that Meshuggahna commercial for a while.
666. If you need to use a anti-Semitic car service.
Jackie, caramel. That's how we got here.
But if you do need to use an anti-Semitic car service, you should call 666-6666.
Remember six?
Driving to the airport.
Right, oh, that was, they had a good commercial that with that one.
Fucking
go
slaps.
To the airport. Number six. Riding around town. Call now. Shopping or movies. Number six, the best ride in town for wherever you want to go. Carmel is the number to know. Ride Carmel and be on time. Worldwide and nationwide. 666-6666. Remember six? Yeah, that was a good commercial. Then they obviously hired a new creative director who hates Jews. And they came out with, what are you, Meshuggahna?
No, you don't understand. The Dial 6 song slaps.
Yeah.
If this episode gets to anyone at Carmel, and I have a feeling that it will.
I hope so.
Go back to those commercials and I'll be dialing six.
Yeah, no. And that was like, in New York, and this is a very niche conversation. But like,
no, it's worldwide and nationwide, right. I said.
Okay, this is very, okay, in New York, there's like a very heated competition between Dial 6 and Dial 7. And to be honest, Dial 7 has been around longer, and I just think more people know, like, you call a taxi, 777-777.
Yeah, what's their song? It's like, they have a song.
No, they have the guy yelling in the middle of the street. When he can't get a taxi to the airport, remember he's like, taxi. Okay, whatever. I watch way too much TV. But all I'm saying is that for a while, Dial 6 really had that song over Dial 7. And I think that like that's when Dial 6 became a real, you know, New York staple, when they had that 666. But then they decided to transition into, you know, anti-Semitic propaganda. And I do think that that changed things.
Okay, but wait, there is a Dial 7 song. And Dial 7 is Carmel, right?
No, that's Dial 6, Jackie.
Oh, you guys, see, it's
Jackie, serious. Dial 7 is called Dial 7. And you're right. When Dial 6 came out with their smash, their banger, Dial 7 tried to replicate it with their own sad version. And
featuring
it was
featuring Brent Morgan. Does anyone want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
If I hear it.
Oh, this is beautiful.
It was too late, though. Dial 6 had already stolen people's hearts. I never heard this. This is good. Okay, I've never heard this, but it's a wasted commercial because it's so good.
That is.
And you know what?
That slaps. And you know what?
I don't hear any anti-Semitic propaganda in there.
And I don't mind that we're not going to be able to monetize this video.
Yeah, no, we totally just got demonetized on YouTube because Dial 7's coming for us.
Yeah, well, no, actually, I think in the battle between 6 and 7, like, we've just taken 7's side.
Which is so...
Even though 6, 6, 6.
No, but honestly, for me, it always comes down to price and quality of car, and 6 is superior, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess I would go 6, but it's only because that song stuck in my head.
Yeah.
But six, I guess Meshuggahna.
Next time you guys are in the city, Dial 6 or
Dial
7.
Dial 6 once, and then Dial 7. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Let's do a poll. Okay, next story. In some relatable news, Travis Scott has deleted his Instagram account to focus on his family. So Travis Scott did not delete his Instagram over the weekend because of trolling comments aimed at his Batman costume, as some people thought he might
have. What is he, 12? Who thought that?
But he deactivated his social media because he's focusing on his family, which includes his 2-year-old daughter, Stormy Webster.
And his pregnant wife, Kylie.
Icon queen went to her first day of school in a $12,000 backpack. And that's something that needs to be focused on.
So it definitely feels like Kylie's maybe having morning sickness. And Travis needs to be there for her. And this is all just tracking in my predictions.
I actually really love this story. I think that social media is like a toxic wasteland. And
when celebrities get like so caught up in it, right. It
Someone
normalizes
who's like
it.
So beloved and so successful. And it's like, oh, they too like can't stay away from the drama and need to delete it to focus on their family. Like, I just feel like that's something that we can all relate to.
Yeah. Cardi B has actually been pretty vocal about that, specifically on Twitter. She like deletes her Twitter every week because people are just so fucking nasty. And I really like when celebrities talk about it because we all talk about like social media is toxic. Yeah. But then we're all still on it 24/7.
I like when they walk the walk.
Yeah.
In addition to talking the talk.
I think it's fabulous. So it's not fabulous except for whatever reasons he had to take a break, but normalize taking a break.
Normalize it. Okay, our fifth and final story in a little bit of what the fuck the kids are up to.
What the fuck are they up to?
TikTok star Zoe Laverne is apologizing for kissing her 13-year-old fan.
Okay.
A 19-year-old TikTok star is facing backlash after a leaked video showed her kissing a 13-year-old fan when they just ended up catching feelings for each other. Zoe Laverne.
What?
Zoe Laverne, who has nearly 18 million followers on TikTok, apologized in a live stream this week for her actions, but denied grooming the young fan and fellow TikToker named Connor, whose name has been withheld due to his age because he's 13.
Good.
She said, "I didn't groom Connor. I wouldn't do that. He's a kid and I'm aware of that. It just happened. We were both in a dark place when we first became friends and we both just ended up catching feelings for each other. And friends do that. They catch feelings for each other."
How old is she?
She's 19 and he's 13.
Wow, that's old.
This is deeply disturbing. She said, "It's not a bad thing. Yes, the age is a bad thing. Yes, it's wrong. Yes, it's not good. We both realized that and we stopped."
I feel really weird reporting on this story.
I feel really weird too, but like I saw it. A lot of people are talking about it. Like you had heard about
it. Yeah, no, it's all over my free page.
And this girl has 18 million fans and I just feel like that's a lot.
No, and like this is just like, this is so disgusting.
So disgusting.
And people are rightfully outraged. I just don't know how we got here. Like,
no.
How is this what we're talking about? Like, it's really disturbing and the kids have gone wild. That's all there is to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that.
It's just fucking gross. It's not funny. Like, it's, no. It's just fucking, like...
sick.
The kids are just wild.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to jump into Dear Toasters. I just really, like, wanted a toaster strudel right now. I just... because when you, like, visualize Dear Toasters, I see, like, two Pop-Tarts, like, popping out of the toaster.
Delicious.
That's, like, my visual aid. And now I'm starving.
I've just been so hungry. I've been eating so much.
Good. You know, like, we need to nourish our souls.
Yeah, that's true.
And so our Dear Toasters segment is brought to you by Athletic Greens. If you're looking for one product that has as much high-quality nutrients in it as possible, then you want to consider Athletic Greens. With as many as 75 minerals, vitamins, and whole food-sourced ingredients, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more nutrient-dense formula on the market. It has a multivitamin, multimineral, greens complex, probiotic, prebiotic for gut health, an immunity formula, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and more. There's no need for multiple pills or complex routines, so filling the nutritional gaps in your diet is as easy as one scoop of Athletic Greens. It's the multivitamin that goes the extra mile. It helps with your immune system support and your gut health support. Athletic Greens is the most recommended nutritional habit, making it easy to get high quality nutrients on a daily basis. They make it easy with their superior taste, absorption, and easy to use subscription. And it's important to remember that not all vitamins are created equal. Athletic Greens invests in its ingredients so you can invest in your health. We are obsessed with the ingredient selection that optimizes for the nutrient absorption, and they only choose the best bioavailable forms of each vitamin, mineral, and whole food sourced ingredient. All their products are clean and green, constantly audited and tested to ensure what's on the label is in the powder, and there's no harmful chemicals, no GMOs, no additional additives. So if you're looking to upgrade your multivitamin or take one nutritional formula that's just going to help you cover your daily nutritional bases, then you don't want to consider Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens makes getting as much high quality nutrition as possible incredibly easy without the need to buy multiple products. Make an investment in your health today and try the ultimate all-in-one wellness bundle and support your immunity, gut health, and energy by visiting athleticgreens.com/toast. You'll receive up to a year's supply of Liquid D vitamin for free with your purchase. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/toast. Toast. Check it out. Dear Toasters, if you ever want to write in, deartoasters@gmail.com is a completely anonymous email. You can change names, but we'll never use your name. And you can write to us about anything, just like this girl did. Hey, Jackson Claude.
Hey.
Longtime listener here. Honestly, my best friend and I are obsessed with both of you.
Thank you.
So we had to get the opinion of two beautiful, stunning, and smart icons in this situation. Behold your ears, because things are about to get weird. For the past 2 months, my three friends and I have hung out pretty much every weekend and slept over my best friend's house. She has a queen bed, so obviously all four of us can't fit in the bed. The first time we all slept over, I slept on the couch, as any sane person would, because I was not going to be squished in the bed. The next weekend, I made it a fact that I was not sleeping on the couch again, and it was someone else's turn. My one friend, who is 20, volunteered to sleep with my best friend's younger brother, who's 15. What is going on with the kids today? Who was 15? You're probably thinking, what the fuck? But just wait. Let's rewind a little here and give you the backstory. Over the past couple months, she has made little comments to him like, do you think I have a nice butt? Am I your type? She also sat on his lap when the car was full, but easily could have squished in the back with the three of us. Since this has happened, she slept with him and not once, but four times with the door closed. What do we say to end this or simply address this issue? We need your help. Girlfriend, four times, this is truly unacceptable, and this is really fucking weird ass behavior, and you need to stop hanging out with this girl, and you seriously need to stop letting her in your house and in your little brother's room. This is really fucking weird.
This is really weird, really inappropriate. Call the police. Call his literally. Parents. Like, and why are you friends with this person? That is the absolute strangest thing I've ever heard. No.
No, this is so bizarre.
So inappropriate.
No, it's illegal. This is weird. With the door closed, I'm very uncomfortable with this information. I wish I did not read this. You have got to step in.
Yeah.
Zillow kavod, as we say. Not nice. Ooh, okay, next. Hello, Jackson Claude. How you doing? I've recently found
worse now, thanks.
Yeah, terrible, actually. Thanks for asking. I've recently found myself in a serious pickle. Let me back up 1 year. Last Labor Day, I met a very attractive and sexy man in Nashville over Labor Day weekend. He was so nice and cute, and we have somewhat kept in contact since then. Fast forward to now. I now have a boyfriend who is also sexy and fabulous, and I like him a lot. Recently, the Nashville boy reached out, and typically when he does reach out, it's just a, hey, how are you? Hope things are well type of thing. This time, it was, hey, would you like to send me feet pictures? I was drunk when I got the message, so I jokingly said yes, thinking he was kidding. He has now been asking me for feet pics in exchange for money for a week, and he even offered to pay me for a pedicure. Should I do it? I kind of feel slimy sending a guy feet pics for money when I have a boyfriend, but on the other hand, who doesn't want some extra dough, and what is the harm? Please give me any and all advice to this uncharted territory for me. I just have to, sincerely, a torn toaster. I just have to say, like, I know this is weird, but we're living in unprecedented times, and, like, you've just got to do what you got to do to make money, and I don't really think that this is so crazy. Is that crazy?
Like, I think that if you didn't have a boyfriend, I would be like, whatever, send the pics, like, get a pedicure, you know, treat yourself. But, like, because you have a boyfriend, like, talking to a former fling and sending him photos that are probably turning him on is inappropriate and cheating. So if you want a pedicure, like, and you don't want to pay for it, try it. Ask your boyfriend first. Be like, hey, like, you like these feet?
No, I don't know.
You want to put a little money towards them?
I don't know if it's cheating because he's getting sexual pleasure from it and she's not. She's just getting money.
No, but, like, she is engaging in an inappropriate relationship outside of her existing relationship.
How serious is this relationship? Like, you know, do you think he's the one?
I just think feet pics are a slippery slope, especially when you, like, know the person. You're not just, like, selling them on the internet to an unknown person.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I don't think that, like, she's ever going to realistically be attracted to this man if she knows he's, like, a feet footy foot.
No, I don't think that she's going to, like, be wooed by his foot fetish. But, like, it's inappropriate behavior outside of the confines of your relationship. Also, like, to send feet pics for the price of a pedicure, like, I'd raise your price.
No, he said he would pay for the pedicure and the feet pics. It sounds like he's being very, very gracious.
Very generous. Ooh, a generous benefactor.
I don't know. I just think we shouldn't, like, just brush this opportunity away.
This, like, job opportunity.
You know what? Opportunity only knocks once. And I think that you might want to dip your toe in.
Or maybe, like, do it once. See how it feels.
Yeah, if you feel icky afterwards and you're not uncomfortable, don't ever do it again. Block his number. Delete the text messages.
Or maybe if the price is right, like, you and your boyfriend, like, you let him know and you're like, I have this opportunity once in a lifetime.
Right, and then you start a business together.
Free pedicure.
Yeah. And then he's, like, helping buff your toenails, moisturizing your feet, getting them all shiny, setting up the lighting.
He can take the pictures. Yeah. Get the best angle.
It's a joint venture. I think that's your best bet. Honesty and cash.
Yeah, because if you start sending feet pics behind your partner's back, like, that's where you're...
The dishonesty is the problem.
Yeah, that's where you're getting into trouble. So I would just... I think honesty is the best policy, especially when you're conflicted. And if this is your boyfriend and you guys are... You trust him and you love him, like, his opinion, he might be able to provide some advice and feet angles that you couldn't find before.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to photograph your feet, especially if you have a big belly like me.
I could barely give myself a pedicure without throwing out my back. I can't imagine how I would get a feet picture. And I'm not familiar with the
industry.
Fetishes, yes. But do they like, you know, the sole of the foot, the top, between the toes?
I feel like they like toes.
Toes. They wouldn't like mine.
No,
I post a picture on Instagram where you could see my foot, people are like, your toes are fucked.
Excuse me. Literally, Jackie. Same. I don't know if you guys know, I'm releasing a book in January 26th. And, not 2026, January 21st.
In 5 years.
No, January 26th, 2021, available for pre-order at the link in my bio on Girl With No Job Instagram and girlwithnojob.com. That's my foot. You see it?
Yeah, that's a nice foot.
It ain't mine. I literally have, like, crazy toes that all look different ways. And when I got the book cover and we did all the edits, I was, like, about to be, like, approve. And then I saw my toes and I'm like, you guys, you've got to give me a different foot. And shout out to the art department for really killing. This is a beautiful toe. I feel like people actually might buy my book just so they could jerk off to my foot. And
you
know what?
Just, like, zoom in. They might buy it, like, on...
A sale's a sale.
They might buy a digital copy.
Yeah, so they could zoom.
The
ebook is available on Amazon, Audible as well. You can't see my foot on Audible, but yes, ebook available, you know, nationwide.
Yeah, I think we have, like, genetic weird actually, I think my toes are beautiful. I think all toes are beautiful.
I think that,
like, we actually do have, like, the genetics where the
second toe
is a little bit longer. Well, so that's just something cute about us.
And that's what's funny about the movie Shallow Hal is when George Costanza won't date that girl, even though she's, like, stunningly beautiful because her second toe is taller than her first. And, like, as a kid, I was like, so was mine. And then on my left foot, which is actually the foot on the book cover, my fourth toe just kind of, like, doesn't have a bone in it. It's, like, crazy. It's like, rogue.
No, sometimes it gets stuck under my middle toe and it's, yes, like, ow.
Do you have that too?
Yes. And when the nail's too long, it, like, digs.
Ben thinks it's so wild. Like, he cannot get over it. Oh, I didn't know you had that too. And I also have a freckle on the back of my right middle toe. And Margo has a freckle in the same spot.
Whoa.
All right, last year toasters. Hello, Jackie and Claudia. First of all, I just want to say I love you guys so much, and I'm so glad your puppy family is growing.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That means the world. We're thrilled and ecstatic ourselves.
Yeah, she's here and she's beautiful. I've been dating my boyfriend for a year now, and I'm having some problems. He's such a gentleman, and I love him with my whole heart. One thing that has been bothering me, though, is the fact that he doesn't post anything with me on any social media platform. Stories, posts, etc. We recently did a fun little photo shoot in the city, and we got a ton of cute pictures. I posted a few. They were so cute. I asked if he planned to post something. He told me that he didn't know which picture to post, and he asked his two sisters. After asking them, the two sisters told him not to post a picture with me because his larger family living abroad will judge him.
What? Excuse me?
His parents don't care and know he is dating me, but the rest
of his... What's wrong with you?
The rest of his family does not know because they would not approve of our relationship. We're not from the same religion. Mm. I understand what it's like to have a very judgmental family, as my family is the same, but I have learned that as long as I'm happy and my parents are well, nothing else matters. He showed me the group chat with his sisters, and I believed him when he told me he wanted to do it, but I am just a little upset. There are girls who hang out with his friends who don't know the full truth and try to hit on him because they think he doesn't care about the relationship since he doesn't post anything with me. Please help. Honestly, at first I was going to be like, oh, girl, like, who cares? Like, boys don't really post on social media. But this is more layered.
Yeah, and it's indicative of a larger issue, which we've just uncovered.
Yeah.
And so I think the two of you need to, like, reconcile that piece of your relationship and make the decision. After a year, you know, that is,
the time.
Like, shit or get off the pot mm-hmm. time. And make the decision if you guys are committed to each other, ready to take on some of the judgments from each of your families and to stand together against it. And I think eventually whatever decision that you make, the social media posts will follow. But it seems like that's something that you guys both need to get on the same page about.
Yeah. I feel like in situations like this, it's not uncommon for the girl to be more kind of progressed in, like, her independence and, like, not caring what people think, whereas, like, boys are still kind of behind in that sense. So I wouldn't feel bad that you're in this situation, because I think a lot of women have been in this situation too. I just think how you handle it is, and what do you want to happen? You want to be together with this man, and so you got to put it out there. Like, if he doesn't know, how can you blame him?
Yeah, you have to confront the issues, assume, and first decide, like, what outcome you really and truly want.
You know? I just want to say, like, I think enough with the sisters. Like, you're posting on your Instagram, you have to consult your sisters about it. That sounds like an unhealthy boundary. Sorry.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get so hung up on the social media aspect. Like,
same.
Because that's just symptomatic of the conflict going on, and this conflict can be resolved.
Yes, you know? I agree.
You guys just both have to have a tough conversation and decide, like, what you want for your futures.
And if you talk to him about it and, like, you make it all about the post, he's just gonna be like, oh, girls and social media. Like,
yeah.
You really have to spell it out for him. Like, it's not about that. And that will come once you resolve the actual problem at hand here, which is the religion, the family, the kind of weird purgatory that you're in.
Yeah, where are we taking this thing? Which way are we going?
Duty.
I hope it works out, though.
Me too.
Love conquers all.
Those were some great Dear Toasters. Again, if you ever want to write in, you are always welcome to email us, deartoasters@gmail.com. And it is always kept anonymous, and we could change people's names if you want. And if you've written us in the last couple weeks and want to update us on what happened, please, we would really appreciate that. I love updates. We'd love to hear from you.
You know what? We, like, never get updates. I'm just going to take it as a sign, no news is good news.
Everything, I agree.
Everything worked out.
No, it's like my husband and I are so happy together, and we trust each other so much.
To update you.
Yeah, we're just on our honeymoon again, you know? Yeah. I believe that as well.
We took a break from social media because we're so happy.
That is our show for you guys. We hope you enjoyed it. Hump day. Don't forget to hump someone you love. Take care of yourselves and have a snack.
Maybe make a chili. Now you have to. Tag us in your chilies.
I used meat. Jackie did not. So there's options for everyone.
So I've made this chili about 4 times in quarantine now, and I think I'm ready to graduate to a new chili recipe.
Ben,
I'm sorry, Martha Stewart.
It took Ben like 30 minutes.
I know. I just am like weird about cooking with
meats. I know
meats.
You are.
Like, I'm like deathly afraid of like raw meat and salmonella.
It's fucking gross.
It's gross, and I'm just like, I always am so concerned that I don't cook the meat enough that I overcook it, and I like waste good meat. I don't know.
I feel that.
It's tough. I feel that way about eggs too.
Fucking hate eggs. Like, I think they're literally the most disgusting fucking things ever.
Slimy little shit.
Slimy. And like, only, you know, only at like a very nice hotel do I feel like eggs are made well. But like, usually they're like runny and so yellow. And it's like, ugh, it's fucking sick. I think eggs are so disgusting.
And like, when you make them at home, they're either burnt to a crisp or like runny. And I've always been scared of runny eggs.
Yeah. Oh, and not to mention, it's like literally eating fetuses. Like, there's just something weird about it.
Okay, well, that part. No, thank you. But now that I've been on trying to do low carb, I've been eating a lot of eggs. Mm. And it never gets easier.
No, it doesn't. But that's our show, you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox. We're now available on Amazon Music. Wherever you listen to podcasts, search The Morning Toast, find us, and maybe leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. I don't know, just a suggestion. Hope you have an amazing day. Take care of yourselves. Don't forget to wear a face mask, and we will see you tomorrow.
Make a chili. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.